You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and A-Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, their ZDX is the most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
When we listen to the radio, we never agree on the station.
Classic rock.
Hip-hop. Pop.
Guys, quiet. The one thing we do agree on, we all want an awesome free phone. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four free phones of your choice from brands you love, like Samsung, Motorola, and LG when you switch. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Free phone requires port. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Robbie Earle. Welcome to the Two Robbies podcast presented by Land Rover. As ever, I've got my mate in tow, Robbie Musto. So, Musty, let's start the day at the Stadium of Light with the league leaders Leicester. Another impressive win for them. The question is, mate, are you getting the foxy feeling that I'm getting?
Who's not getting that foxy feeling? I mean, it's just remarkable watching them. I mean, this game against Sunderland was pretty much as I expected. It was well fought, super competitive, ugly at times, and then the moment. It happens again, where drink water, it's like telepathic kind of wavelength with Vardy. Oh, I've got the ball, there you go, spin in behind, you finish it off, and it's like, there it is. That's the difference, that's the quality. I thought it was the same as what we've seen all season long, Rob. Physically, you know, it's very difficult to live with Leicester with the kind of combinations they got of strength at the back, of incredible stamina and running in midfield, and the pace up front. It's just very hard to play against, and it's getting closer, Rob. This is going to happen.
Important goals for Jamie Vardy. He'd got none in his last six, as hard as he's working and closing people down. Rob, we both know how important it is to get your centre-forward scoring goals, and took the first one, you know, in perfect Vardy style, didn't he? You know, over the top, gets in that little channel, he opens himself up and a lovely finish. That'll do him no harm, will it, in this running, because they need to keep him scoring.
Yeah, well, you say that, and it is important. He's got 20 goals or whatever now, brilliant total. Mm. But other people, Rob, have been scoring. Other guys have stepped up at times. And I'm not saying that it's not important for him to continue to score, because it is. But he's had a little run now where he hasn't scored, but other people have stepped up. And, you know, it just seems that whatever it needs to be done to win games, they can do it.
It was interesting today, Rob, and I know we're all looking closely at Leicester, and I made a note, and I'm saying it as a positive, but I saw Danny Drinkwater today get amongst one or two players, and there seemed a little bit of like that bristle between each other, as though this team are feeling it, but feeling it in a good way. They're keeping each other on their toes.
Yeah, I saw it too, Rob, and I know what you mean, and I think it's important, isn't it? And, yeah, there might have been maybe one or two. I'm thinking of Riyad Mahrez today, Rob.
Yeah.
He wasn't quite
wasn't at it.
Yeah, he wasn't quite himself, but at other times he looked a little bit different because he wasn't running around like everybody else runs around. And I think you're right. I think when Drinkwater sees that sort of thing, I think it's important for him to poke it around and to try and get those players going. Our favourite little player, Rob, I think, of the season, we got to mention again N'Golo Kanté. I mean, it's
incredible.
It's almost laughable.
It's incredible. The amount of ground that this guy covers, the amount of things he stops, the amount of blocks, the amount of passing, the amount of little clever balls he plays. I mean, it's frightening that... his numbers must be off the chart. You know, there's all this science around the game now. This guy is a freak.
Do you reckon... I mean, you know, we're getting to that point, Rob, where we're going to... Players of the Year. He's got to be there, isn't he?
I think his appreciation might have come too late, and he's also in a position that's not very sexy, is it, as a holding midfield player? You know, Mahrez catches the eye more, Vardy's goals, Kane's turns, you know, Hazard's play on the wing. What Kante does, he does so much good stuff that isn't really that well appreciated unless you start to look for it. I get exactly what you say. He'd get my vote, I'll tell you that now, but I don't think overall, with the players and with the press writers, he probably does enough of the stuff in the last third.
Yeah, he'd get my vote as well. I mean, we did some analysis on him early on, just when Leicester was starting to make some noises, and I remember looking through a lot of video and thinking, wow, this guy, I don't know much about him, he sets up everything. He wins the ball, he sets things up, and he's just gone from strength to strength all the way through. But I think when you look at Harry Kane, Rob, 22 league goals, I mean, that's pretty stunning for him in terms of player of the year. It's going to be him up there. I think Jamie Vardy, of course, on 19 league goals now. But I think
Mahrez will get mentioned, won't he? Mahrez will be involved in the conversation as well. But
I'd probably go with.
Let's also talk it. Listen, there was two teams at the stadium. Like Sunderland were desperate for points. I think they would have taken a draw out of this one, knowing they go to Norwich next week in a must-win game. A little bit disappointing for Sam because they were in the contest, weren't they, for a while and had the chances to maybe have made this a different kind of day.
Yeah, Jack Rodwell had a great chance, didn't he? I mean, that'll be the chance. That's the moment there that things could have turned.
Yeah, changes seasons, doesn't it, that stuff? You know, when they stayed up, Sunderland, that great, you know, one of their great escapes, those goals were going in, whether it was Connor Wickham or whatever. They were finding a way to get those goals. Verini missed chances. Defoe didn't have so many good looks as he would like. You know, Rodwell comes on, should score. That can hurt them. And I just get the sense that, you know, each week that they don't get the result, the pressure starts to pile on Sunderland.
I think they're going down, Rob. I mean, it's the first game next Saturday at Norwich City.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen,
it
matters. In the last few weeks, Norwich City, look, they've got a little bit more about them. Mbakani up front, Rob, is doing, is putting himself around. They've got plenty of fight in midfield. They've got a little bit of creativity. I think Norwich City, I mean, we know it's a huge game next Saturday. I think they're going to get a result which put them up to 34 points and might just, you know, really put it on Sunderland and Newcastle to have a miracle to get out of it.
Yeah, I think Sunderland might be able to go to Carrow Road and get something out of that one. I just think that the good thing for them is they are creating chances. If they can stick one or two of those away, it could be different. If they can win that game, only a point behind Norwich, then it's all on with five games to go. And that's only one of two big games. Talk about Leicester. They face West Ham on Sunday. That's at the King Power Stadium. And we'll be there, Robbie Musto, on our UK tour, doing that game live. So that's going to be something to look forward to. The other team in the title race, Tottenham, got the job done in the end. I thought it was a excellent performance by Tottenham today, because I said on the broadcast that I thought it's one of those days, if it didn't work out, that there was plenty of easy excuses about the 10-point thing. You know, we didn't get our heads right, the delayed start. They didn't really start the game as they would have liked. Took them a while to get into their rhythm. But in the end, their quality shone through, mate. And I was impressed with Spurs today.
Yeah, I think just when they stepped it up in the second half and Man United just fell apart. I mean, you know, we'll talk about Van Gaal and some of his decisions. But I think in terms of Spurs, you know, they've been playing with that intensity throughout the season. It's very hard to live with. And just, you know, just thinking about Spurs, Rob, and I know we've had plenty of back and forth on Spurs this season, and you know, you've obviously realised now that they've had a great season. They're totally in the race that you didn't think they were going to be in. What is it that's changed? What is it that's changed your mind on Spurs to realise, you know what, I should have given more respect? What is it that specifically they've done to impress you?
There's a mentality change, Rob, that I haven't seen from Spurs teams I've played against, from Spurs teams I've watched while I've been in the media and been at White Hart Lane and seen, where Spurs teams are a crumble, Rob. They can't take disappointment. They're not mentally strong. They on good days, Spurs beat teams 3-4-0 and everybody's clapping and cheering. But on other days, they go missing. This team don't. This is a young group of players who I think like each other's company, like what the manager they've got, enjoy the hard work that they're doing and believe they're at the start of something big. I said on air, and it was a big statement to make, I would rather be a footballer at Spurs, Tottenham Hotspurs, right now than I would at Chelsea. I think it's a better group. I think it's a better manager. I think it's a more united football club to be at. And that's huge credit to Mauricio Pochettino, who's done the same work in the same time that Louis van Gaal's been in charge at Manchester United.
Yeah, I like it. I like where you're coming from. I think, you know, we'll see what happens to Chelsea next year. But certainly Spurs now, you think with this squad, with this manager, they're going to get better. They'll have money to spend, of course, in the summer. We know that their recruitment department's been freshened up. They've got different people in there that I think is going to continue to make some good decisions. Are they 7-point gap, Rob?
Yeah.
Five games left for both Leicester and Spurs. They're still in it, by the way.
Still in
it. There is
two or three more games still in it, and that depends on Leicester. If Leicester can keep it up there, then obviously they're home and dry. But they're still in it. You know, it only needs one bad result either way, and all of a sudden, as Sir Alex called it, squeaky bum time steps in, and we'll see. But let's also talk about Manchester United, Rob, because, you know, on the radio show last night, you said, well, what if Louis van Gaal goes to Spurs and they win 3 or 4 with these young players and blah, 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 blah. Well, I didn't see that. I saw Ashley Young playing up front, didn't know what he was doing. I saw Darmian come on and didn't want to block Kostic in from the right-hand side, but he meant to go, but goes off. I didn't see Louis van Gaal's team show the kind of thing that would make me feel this guy deserves to be here next year. I'm confident in what he does. Robin Musto, away you go.
Oh, dear me, dear me. I mean, the Ashley Young substitution, I was rolling around on the floor in my living room watching it laughing. I mean, of all the strange decisions he's made, and he's made a bunch of weird head-scratching decisions that you're like, oh, okay, well, all right, that's a strange decision. You better win. And, you know, he managed to kind of get through the season having some bad results. Then he gets a good one. People are back on side a little bit. But, I don't get it. I don't get it. Martial is on the field of play and he stays on the left and Ashley Young plays up front. And by the way, that changed the game.
Yeah.
That changed the game in a negative way because United could get going forward. So he totally messed up that second half performance. I think there's 4 points from City now for fourth spot. I've said all the way through this season with Van Gaal, and I've said all the way through, and I mean all the way through, I would wait to the end of the season to see what this guy has done, what he's achieved, how the players have developed, etc., and make a decision.
Got a big game midweek, mate, by the way. Big game midweek against West Ham, quarterfinals of the FA Cup replay, Upton Park. Wouldn't want to lose that if I'm Louis van Gaal.
No, but I don't think that's going to affect the decision, Rob, for me. If they don't finish in the top four...
Well, if you win the Cup, but winning an FA Cup and finishing fifth... Not great,
not for me.
No,
I've made it plain. In the top four, you continue with these young players. If you don't get top four, the club has moved backwards from last season and compounded with some of these strange decisions, etc. It's time for a new start. So I don't think they're going to make the top four. I think United will be looking for a new manager. Whether it's Mourinho or not, we'll have to wait and see. But I tell you, the way that game was managed in the second half particularly and his press conference afterwards... Come on, that was some bad decisions there affecting this team, and it's going to be very difficult, in my opinion, not impossible, with only 4 points, with plenty of games left, to get into that top four spot.
Okay, let's talk about managers and managerial changes. We had a great game at Upton Park, West Ham 3, Arsenal 3. Arsenal 2-0 up, 43 minutes on the clock. Arsenal 2-2, 45 minutes on the clock. Throw away a two-goal lead, have to end up with a point. Is this same old Arsenal? Is it time for a change at the Emirates, Rob? Is this just more evidence of why Arsene Wenger can only go so far with this group of players?
Yeah, you know my answer. You know my answer. You know my feeling. This football club and this manager at the moment will always kind of tease you and tempt you but disappoint you. And, you know, there's been money now for the last 2 or 3 years to address issues that haven't been addressed. And, you know, I'm trying to... In just before the show, I'm just trying to think, how can I summarise what's wrong with this club? And I think, you know, there's various ways of doing it. But basically, I just think the football club, in terms of the playing staff, lack strong characters. They lack strong characters. So even if Karim Benzema would sign for Arsenal in the summer, they're still where they are right now. If they had another player, you know, a central midfield player, even if Coquelin would have played with Elneny in the midfield for all... There's not enough strong characters to get older people, to poke them, to do a bit of drink water, we saw with Leicester, to try and get this team to perform at the optimum level. I remember, quick story, Rob, about Roy Keane. I played against him at our stadium, at Riverside Stadium in Middlesbrough. We were beating United 1-0. They looked down and out, and I watched from 3 yards away Roy Keane go to every player and to hammer them, get in the face of every single player in and around him, and he literally pulled that team around by their straps to get up for it. They came back into the game, and they beat us. And I'm thinking, wow, 20 minutes to go, we've won this game. One guy, through his personality, not through his football, pulled the club together again and that team together again. Arsenal don't have that guy, and it continues to hurt them because they're not good enough in their total football, in inverted commas, to win this thing. And until he gets a better, balanced football team regularly, they're always going to have an issue in a long, hard season. They're going to trip up when the circumstances aren't right for them.
Love it, Robbie Musto. There's the answer to Arsenal's problems. Go and sign Roy Keane. Even if he can't run, he can make other players play. Let's talk about the race for fourth spot, Manchester City. They got a professional win, I'd say, against West Brom 2-1. It was an important result for Man City. I think ahead of the Champions League, Rob, they go to the PSG. They're drawing 2-2 on aggregate, having played in Paris. Everything looks a little bit more positive for City. I get a feeling that it might be their turn in the Champions League. Sometimes you need a bit of luck in the Champions League. And I thought, you know, Paris Saint-Germain didn't punish them in Paris. That could come to hurt them when they come to the Etihad.
You're assuming, Rob, right? You're assuming that Man City are going to play at their maximum.
Yeah, I'm saying good Man City turn up for the big game.
Right, and we haven't seen that good Man City. So if they can turn it on like a tap and they can perform at their best, I think most of the players are going to be fit and available.
Big-time
then they've got
players.
A real good chance.
Yeah.
I just don't think that they're going to play at a level that's required to beat Paris Saint-Germain, because I think PSG are a very, very good team. They had a very poor night, I thought, against City. And we know that all City want is to progress in this tournament. This is a very difficult tie. But I still think, because Paris Saint-Germain have got better players that have played at a higher level, a consistent level all season, that they go there and get the job done and break the hearts of those City fans and, of course, the football club as a whole that wants to really go on and achieve and get to the final.
Well, I have to say, I and most of our Twitter followers, we put a poll out yesterday on the Two Robbies NBC Twitter poll, how many people think that Manchester City will advance. 53% think they'll advance against PSG. So you are in the minority as usual, Robbie Musto. We're going to turn our attention, mate, for the last few minutes to the relegation. Talking about two teams, Crystal Palace and Norwich here. Palace, if they'd have lost this game, get caught in the mire a little bit. Having won it, I think they're safe now on 37 points. But a little bit of disappointment for Norwich. You just got a little bit of momentum going. Palace now can concentrate on FA Cup semi-finals.
Yeah, I mean, they're not quite safe yet, but they're going to be fine. I mean, there's six games to go. They've got 37 points. The win was what they needed. They've got some difficult games coming up, actually, but when you've got 37 points, considering the ones below, they're going to be absolutely fine. So they will enjoy that. For Norwich City, I think they'll come again. They've got Sunderland
at home. You fancy them against Sunderland, don't you? You think they might have enough to beat Sunderland?
I think they will. I think they will. I think they have just. I think Sunderland, Rob, and I know you love him. Everything
Sam.
Seems to revolve around Jermaine Defoe. Everything. And, you know, he can't, you know, to ask a guy that's in his 30s, who's a veteran player, to be in these pressure situations to make the difference in games is really, really difficult. And I think defensively, as we saw today, they've got better, Sunderland, at the back.
They definitely
have Cabool, et cetera, at the back there, and the new signing and Kirchhoff in midfield. They are better. I just still worry about them scoring goals, even though Defoe is fit and playing up front. It's a big ask for him to keep scoring.
I hear you, but I just look at it as this, Robert. If I've got a one-on-one situation and it's Mbakani going through one way or Defoe going through the other, I just know who my money's on. Who my money definitely isn't on is Newcastle. They're down at the bottom of the league, lost 3-1 to Southampton at a whimper. We're gutless. I watched this game. I had no commitment. Didn't even look bothered at time. Andros Townsend goes and gets a great goal, which frustrates you even more because, you know, there's a talented group of individuals here. But this team almost look like they can't wait to get down and then get out of the football club, Rob. And Rafa's got it all on with six games to go. He's got 1 point from the four games in charge. And there ain't many positives, to be honest.
There isn't. I tell you what, though, you know, we know the situation now. I just think in terms of what he's got to do to get them safe, and it's a massive priority, and it's not a sexy priority, they've got to keep a clean sheet, Rob.
Yeah.
They've got to keep a clean sheet.
Well, have you seen the defending, Rob? Have you seen the defending? I mean, Jan Mat falls over, Stephen Taylor doesn't put a tackle in, you know. Chancellor Mbemba doesn't look like he's communicating with these other players. They look all over the place at the back.
Yeah, but if you can't... but he's got to stop it, Rob, hasn't he? I know they've got good players going forward, but, you know, for the sake of a nil-nil grinder, a boring...
I don't think these his players can do it, Rob. I don't think they've got the concentration. Whether you talk about the defensive ability, I don't think they've got the focus and concentration. That takes hard work and a lot of concentration to drop games and all that. And that's where teams like West Brom should get a little bit more credit for what they do, because it ain't easy doing what West Brom do.
Why don't they just, if I'm Benitez, right, I'm going to play five at the back, I'm going to play a line of four midfield players in front of that five and one up front. There you go.
Robbie,
5-4-1.
Robbie Pulis. I can hear you. I can see.
I tell you, it's what they
but
have
if you've
to
got,
do.
But if you've got five bad defenders, they just make five more mistakes, Rob. That's the problem that Rafa's got, I'm afraid. Listen, let's quickly talk about Aston Villa and Bournemouth. Aston Villa almost gone, just clinging on, but they clear death. Next weekend, I believe it could be them down. Bournemouth, a little word for Bournemouth, 41 points, Robbie Musto, sitting 11th in the league. I mean, that should embarrass the clubs below them. And I'm talking like an Everton and a Palace and a Sunderland and a Newcastle and a Villa, that Bournemouth are going to be in the Premier League next season and have done it playing the right kind of football.
Yeah, and they're going to be one of Europe's biggest clubs because of the money that they're going to receive in from the TV deal. So it is astonishing, and I don't want to take it away from the squad or anybody else, but Eddie Howe, I mean, it's all down to this guy, his coaching, his demeanour, his recruitment, his loyalty to the football club. He's done an amazing job. I'm sure there will be speculation about other jobs. My feeling is it's probably a bit too soon for a big boy. And I'm talking about, you know, a top four club to say, you know what, with what he's done, we want him at our football club, whether it's an Arsenal or whether it's some another huge club. I think that is going to be in his future. But do you think it's a bit early for this summer, Rob, for him to make a big
jump? Yeah, I think another year or two in the Premier League, doing what he's doing, and then the right kind of... Listen, if Mauricio Pochettino was to leave Spurs in a couple of seasons, he's ready. If Ronald Koeman was to leave Southampton, he's ready. If Roberto Martinez was to leave Everton, those are the kind of clubs I think are the next step for Eddie Howe. Just quickly on a manager who's come into a football club and is starting to make an influence, Jurgen Klopp in Liverpool. Good 4-1 win against Stoke. Everything's built up now to the second leg of that game against Borussia Dortmund. One each from the first leg, Rob. Can they do it at Anfield? It's a good team that are coming to Anfield.
Oh, well, I think they can do it. I think they'll have to be at their very, very best, because we know that Dortmund are a very strong, resilient and a brilliant team away from home with their work ethic. I can't wait. I mean, in terms of some of the best games of the season, this is going to be right there with the You'll Never Walk Alone stuff that we saw in Dortmund was amazing. It'll be exactly the same on Thursday night at Anfield. And I think they can do it. I think he's rotated his players in the Stoke victory. I think it's good that Sturridge played and got his goal. Origi, though, has just gone up to a new level and almost overshadowed Sturridge in this game as well.
Could play them both, though, mate. Yeah, could play them both. I fancy them. I just think Jurgen Klopp, his old team with Anfield, would be one of those classic nights at Anfield. I'm just going to go for him to nick it by the odd goal. Could be 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, something like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Liverpool will do it. Goals, I think 1-0. 1-0 to Liverpool in a nervy Anfield European night. It should be a cracking game.
Another big week of football to come. Thanks, mate. We'll catch up again soon. So on a weekend when Leicester maintain their 7-point advantage at the top of the table over Spurs, and Newcastle, Sunderland and Norwich are all still in danger of going down with Aston Villa. Thanks for listening. Make a note and look out for our radio show next weekend. It'll be a Leicester City special. That's Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Radio.
Want to earn extra cash for the holidays? Amazon Flex is expanding in the San Francisco Bay Area. Opportunities in Richmond, Oakland, and Daly City. Earn around $20 to $27 an hour delivering packages with Amazon. All you need is a car, a smartphone, and some free time. This is a great opportunity to be your own boss, deliver when you want, and make extra money. With Amazon Flex, you'll have flexible hours and great earnings. To get started, download the app at flex.amazon.com. That's flex.amazon.com. You must be at least 21 years old. Limited opportunities available. Get started at flex.amazon.com.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.